One Upper Patricia Boulevard area resident has seen plenty of change in recent years, with Moccasin Flats growing nearby on Lower Patricia Boulevard. There's been an increase in crime. We've had a bike stolen out of our backyard and we've had parcels stolen off our front step, Lynn Bergman, who lives in the Miller Addition, said. The biggest thing we're worried about it is the fires. Smoke from the fires lit by residents of Moccasin Flats is becoming more and more frequent as temperatures dip. Bergman said she's concerned about all the wooden structures being built to create shelter, as those could be fuel for a fire so great it would threaten the Upper Patricia Boulevard neighborhood that's only about 50 feet up a treed embankment. A couple of weeks ago, Bergman said, there was an alarmingly large fire and shouts could be heard in the early morning hours from Moccasin Flats residents warning that there was live ammunition in the dwelling on fire, and soon after a series of shots could be heard as the ammunition exploded. We're worried about fire from down below coming up to this neighborhood, Bergman said, gesturing to a scorched tree visible from the edge of Upper Patricia Boulevard. As we approach the top edge of the embankment, Bergman has to raise her voice to be heard. The noise from the generators gets worse and worse during the winter, Bergman said. I know they have to be here, but it's also up to the city to provide provisions for them. There are two outhouses near one end of Lower Patricia Boulevard, and water provided at the other end, but there are no showers or laundry facilities, Bergman explained. If this is a city-mandated encampment, I think they should be provided for as well, Bergman said. I know they have the new sobering center on 2nd Avenue, but that's not enough. Bergman worries about violence at Moccasin Flats as well. I heard people say they were at Millennium Park because they didn't feel safe at this encampment, Bergman said. They have to have safety, too. There's so much combustible stuff down there. It's just going to take. I mean, there's propane tanks all over the place that could explode, and it's just frustrating. In her work as a health professional, Bergman said she supported displaced children who were affected by their parents' drug and alcohol use. I don't see a solution, Bergman said. I really don't.